Across the high plains, from Nebraska to Texas, farmers depend on water from vast underground aquifers to grow their crops. But that pool of water is shrinking, putting entire towns at risk. In one small section of northwestern Kansas, all the farmers have now agreed to pump less water out of the ground. As NPR's Dan Charles reports, the agreement is unprecedented and fragile.
Hoxie, Kansas is the kind of place where people keep track of how many children go to the town's school. It's a barometer of the town's chances of survival.
I don't know. When I was in high school, we had 36 to 42 kids in every class.
This is Mitchell Bauman, a farmer, 38 years old.
Now these classes are down to 15, probably 10 to 15 in a class.
But things have been turning around lately, Bauman says. There are more kids in the younger grades. There are a few more jobs keeping families around. We're driving down Highway 24 with a semi-trailer filled with 25 tons of corn.
We'll be taking it to a Hoxie feed yard over here. Feed 60,000 head of cattle.
Corn and cattle are what bring money into Hoxie. And those businesses are built on water.
Rain makes grain. I mean, we are in an arid climate. We've been averaging, I think, 18 inches of rain a year.
That's enough rainfall to grow a modest corn crop, but not a big one. And sometimes the rains don't come at all. So farmers here pump water from the aquifer. Irrigation rigs called pivots spread it across circles of land half a mile in diameter. Each cornfield like this has been getting about 50 million gallons of water every year.
We always just took it for granted that that water was just going to be there. Well, now we're kind of thinking, hey, we're starting to think about these things.
A few years ago, officials in Kansas who monitor the groundwater situation came to the farmers of Hoxie and they said, the water table here in your area is falling fast. They drew a line around an area covering 99 square miles west of town and called together the farmers in that area, about 100 of them, for a series of meetings. They told the farmers, if you pump less water, it'll stay there. You'll have more later. Now, there have been other places on the High Plains where government officials have proposed cutbacks in irrigation, and farmers usually treated it like a declaration of war. Ray Luman, who works for the groundwater management district that includes Hoxie, says you can understand why.
Many of them feel like that water right or the right to use that water it's their lifeblood.
It's also their property. It's not clear the government can legally tell them to use less of it. But in Hoxie, the conversation took a different turn. Some influential farmers, including Mitchell Bauman, pushed for everybody to pump less water. Bauman talked about his four children, how he wanted to preserve the water for them. And he talked about the town, how much it depends on irrigated agriculture. So it would be better for the town to manage that water, to keep it flowing in the future.
We are wanting to keep people moving back, keep our businesses going in our downtowns, in these little towns, our restaurants.
Last fall, the farmers of Hoxie did something unprecedented. They agreed to pump 20% less water over the next 5 years. The state government then made it a formal requirement. State officials will check the water meters on each pump to make sure it happens. Scott Foote, who runs Hoxie Feed Yard, the biggest business in town, says the key to what happened in Hoxie was the community.
It was a lot of neighbors got together that know each other, personally go to church with each other, and kids go to school with each other. And honestly, it's just a very tight-knit community.
But remember, this agreement is just for 5 years. It's like a trial period. And the big question is, will the farmers stick with this? Mitchell Bauman certainly wants them to.
I'm going to fight hard that we renew it. I mean, it's my farm, my name at stake, and I don't want to sound selfish like this, but I don't want to let my kids down. We've got a great, great core of youth in Sheridan County, Thomas County. I don't want to let them down.
But there are farmers here who are not quite so sure about this water-saving agreement. I found one who's dead set against it.
We'll just go down the road here a little bit further, and I'll show you something about how arbitrary this is.
Kevin Wark lives half an hour from Hoxie, but he has one field just inside the border of the area where you can't pump as much water, and he shows it to me.
I resent being in this territory. We've been taking basically roughly 50% of our value of crops we can grow for the next 5 years away from us. So how's that fair to me with the guy across the road that can just keep doing it, what he's been doing?
Wark says he thought about fighting the restrictions in court, but he decided not to. Nobody in Hoxie seemed willing to join him. Another farmer, Gary Ma, says he supports the agreement for now, but he's really waiting to see if farmers in other parts of western Kansas are ready to do something similar. We don't want to be the only ones using less water. He says it wouldn't be fair.
And I think if nobody else is jumping on board, I think there's a lot of people going to say, we're not doing any good. We're just hurting ourselves.
So here's the paradox. This agreement to pump less water only happened because it was small, just a conversation among neighbors who cared about their town. But it may not survive unless it gets much bigger, with farmers pumping less water all across the High Plains aquifer. Dan Charles, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.